Okay, everybody grab out your Bibles, please. Galatians chapter 5. The other night I was watching a documentary from America. It's about an agency in America. It's based in Los Angeles. And it's very secretive, but somehow they got cameras in the place. And in this recruitment process, they choose a certain amount of people. And in this place, in a secret part, they had, you know, they had the best person from the Navy, and there's one from the Air Force, remember? There's a guy from the Army, there's a guy from the police force, there's a fireman there as well, and a guy from the LAPD. And this documentary is sort of based upon him as well, sort of followed him. Anyway, when they choose them, they said, "Why have you all been chosen?" And then someone said, he stood up and says, "Because we're the best of the best." And then someone said, "What? We're the best of the best." And that's how they chose these people. Anyway, so they were the best people at. So if you think about, like, say, you know, in football, there's always, you know, so many, you know, good players, but there's always some better players than others. Or netball, there's the stars. Or the cricket, you know, you think about Steve Smith at the moment, you know, he's on fire. He's just like the best batsman out there. And, you know, there's the best bowlers and all that. And they're very elite, so you have the best of the best. And it sort of made me think. And recently I was out and, we went out for dinner one night for a few saints. And it's always great to be the fellowship with one another and all that. And, with a plumbing supervisor, I have to deal with a lot of people in the world, and they choose parties, alcohol, other things to get them better. Whereas we can just go out for a nice meal together. We don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't swear. We enjoy a bit of food, but what we really enjoy is the fellowship. And it's just like being with one another. And generally the next day, I'm just like, you know, I have this wonderful joy inside me. And it's like, gee, that was a good night. And you go, you know, to work next day after going around. We often have a bit of fellowship, you know, it got dubbed Johnny's Dodgy Tours, because we just go places and do things, and they usually something funny happens, but it's always a good time. We went up to Les Murdy Falls to watch the sunset, and it's a beautiful, everybody been to Les Murdy Falls up in the hills up there, and you're up above the city, and we went to see the beautiful sunset, and it was as cloudy as there was no sunset whatsoever. And it's like, oh, well, Johnny's Dodgy Tour. And I know Margaret Monaghan was saying she wants her money back. She's like, "I want my $25 back." And it's like, so people go, "You paid." She goes, "Yes, I did. I want my money back." You didn't really pay, but you just have a bit of fun. But generally it's a bit of a laugh, and you go out and have a meal together, and it's just that wonderful fellowship, and it's just like a taste of, you know, what heaven on earth. And I have that wonderful joy. And in the Bible it talks about Jesus said, come to me, all ye thirst, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke, what, of the Holy Spirit. And that's it, because, you know, for us who come along, like I got saved at the age of 22, you know, I had drugs, you know, alcohol, drugs, I suffered from, you know, mental illness, I played sport and all that, and I never got that satisfaction. But when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and you have that Holy Spirit welling up within you, it's the best feeling. It's, you know, it's so many times, and it's not all the time, but when you get it, you're like, oh, that's the most amazing joy within yourself. And still I get, and I, you know, I go out and being with people, you know, in the fellowship, and you've got this great love, and it's just this joy builds up, and it's just a real, real happiness inside. And it's, you know, your money can't buy it, but that's the Holy Spirit feeling as well. You know, we don't get it all the time, but when we have it, it's just great. But there's so many blessings in the Lord. And the reason, you know, for us that I get to be with the best of the best. You know, you think about it, amongst all the people here, you know, turn the person next to you and say, "You are the best of the best." And yeah, look at that, yeah. Because it is. And we were taken out of this world. You know, our righteousness was as filthy rags, and the Lord died for us, gave us his Holy Spirit, forgave us our sins, and he didn't abandon us. He says, "I'll give you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper." And we have the Holy Spirit within us, and he just makes us such better people. Not our doing, but we just got to be as, you know, clay, and in the potter's hand, and he shapes us and makes us. And we probably look at our life. You know, who would change their life anyway whatsoever if you could? Anybody? No. Man, I did some stupid things. I suffered from mental illness. I spent 2 weeks in a psychiatric facility with other crazy people besides me. And I did some really stupid things, but I look at anything I'd done. You know, at school I got hassled tremendously and bullied and all that. And it's like, well, that got me to the Lord. I'm glad I went through all that. And it's just a wonderful life. And in my walk, there's things that went, you know, there's lots of good things. You probably go back, oh, I should have done that. But the Lord's making you and shaping you. He's getting you ready for, you know, when he comes back. And he's making you, you know, is perfecting you all the time. And it's just great. You're always learning. Sometimes you make a mistake. Sometimes, you know, things are going well, but the Lord's always shaping us. And so he has made us the best of the best. So, and it's a real joy to be with, you know, the fellowship. You know, there's all many different people out there, different people call them Christians, different, you know, Pentecostal people, what we call them, filled with the Holy Spirit. No direction whatsoever, but we are privileged to be in a church where there is direction. We're given a doctrine. You're not going to hear anything from me today. So, I wonder what doctrine John Ryan's going to bring tonight. It's going to be something you heard before, okay? Because it's decided we don't have to depart from the Word of God. You know, unless a man is born again of the water and the Spirit, you know, he shall not see the kingdom of heaven, okay? Unless you are baptized, you know, full immersion, receive the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues. And then we're told, walk on, have the mind of Christ, you know. It's not going to change, and it's great. Whereas, you know, different churches, they come up with different ideas, different bits and pieces, and it's just all over the place. There's no unity. But we are so privileged to be part of a church that have unity, and we grow. We're going to have such a good, fertile soil. It's rich, and we get planted in this great church, and that we can grow, and we, you know, we produce many branches, and it's such a privilege to be. I don't want to sort of look, you know, say, oh, look at us, we're the best of the best. You know, people, we just look like normal humans and all that sort of stuff. But it's what the Lord makes us. I just love the honesty he makes us, that people trust what we say. In the plumbing field, I often talk about the guys at work, about, you know, why I don't drink, you know, don't need to. But I said this, you know, we've got like 10 good reasons why we don't drink. You know, you wonder why people get sick when they're drinking alcohol. It's a poison in their body. There's recently about people saying about, it was with alcohol, that it's one of those ones that people generally, when they're drinking, that they start to not worry about what they're eating and all that sort of stuff. And it's obesity. There's all these things health-wise. I say to the boys, I'm always ready. We're always on the, you know, have to be ready as a Christian as well. I told the apprentices one time, you know, they said, oh, why don't you drink? And they said, well, you know, here's a few reasons why. I'm always ready. Something goes wrong, you know, someone's ill or something goes on, I've got to be ready there. And they're all out one night, and they're like about 3 o'clock in the morning, and they go, do we ring Johnny for a ride home? And they were talking about it, and they're drinking. And then someone said, no, he's the boss. Oh, yeah. So I said, no, I don't do drug rides home at all. But, yeah, well, I said, if you're in trouble, give us a call. Yes. Okay. What makes us the best of the best? Verse 22. So much. But the fruits of the Spirit, you know, if I had one of these, I remember, yeah, when I first come along with the gifts of the Spirit, I just wanted one. And I thought, what gift am I going to get? Someone says, you'll get all nine, you know, and, you know, it's tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, miracles. And I thought, oh, wow, that's great, get the whole nine. But wait, there's more, the fruits of the Spirit. If you had one of these, you'd be quite happy. But we get all nine, and they're just there. How do we, we'll hear from it later about how we have these fruits coming out. But it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against there is no law. And they that are Christ has crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So those, you know, nine gifts, you know, you think love, if you've just got love, you know, love, the love of the Lord, the love of following his word, the love amongst the brethren, the love that shows the strangers and kindness you give people, the love for doing things for other people, you know, it's such a wonderful thing for love. But also that joy, you know, joy is joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's joy when you're, you know, just enjoying the fellowship, enjoying your healings, enjoying praying in the Spirit, that joy that comes out. Peace that passes all understanding, it talks about. To have peace in this corrupt world, this peace where you see the world and, you know, we're talking about the global warming and, you know, greenhouse effect and kids losing all hope and all that, more suicides than ever before. I think under age number 25 for men, it's the number one killer of people under 25, and it's such a common thing for people to commit suicide. But we have that peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Things sometimes, they don't go our way. Don't worry, you know, it's not all just things going 100%. You know, things go on. We get ill. People, loved ones get ill. You know, you might probably financially not going well, but you still have a joy and just, you know, a smile on your face, understand it's all right. Peace, haven't we just had that one? Long-suffering as well. Long-suffering is that patience. You know, you think in this world, this day, you know, patience has gone out the door. You know, if you think about, you know, on the roads these days, it's a common occurrence to see, you know, road rage, people jumping out of their car, having a punch up, abusing, braking, chasing people down, fights left, right and centre. And that's because people lose so much patience. But we have, you know, patience is a great gift. What do they say at the nursing home? Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Found rarely in a woman, but never in a man. But we have patience. We're up to gentleness. Gentleness. This is one Julianne loves. Don't you love? Kindness. How in a kind, you know, gentleness is kind. It's kindness in this world where it's dog eat dog, doing thing for yourself, but to do a kind act for somebody. You know, often, you know, you might see someone broken down on the side of the road, is making that effort to go back and help them out. Kindness is having that heart for people when people are sick, that you pray for them. You keep that, you know, and kindness is something that goes out, and people see that kindness in everyone. There's nothing about, you know, there's nothing weak about kindness. I remember meeting a fellow. He was a grano, and he was massive, and it's like, he's pretty scary, full of tats, and really looked like, you know, pretty aggressive type of guy, and I'm a friendly fella, I'm in charge, and I said, "How you going?" And I had a chat to him. And then I said, "Oh, my name's John," and whatever his name was, Terry, I can't remember his name. Anyway, I saw him a couple of weeks later, and he goes, "How you going, John?" And I thought, "Whoa, I can't even remember your name." And I said to him, I said, "Mate, you look like a real aggressive, scary guy, but you're a nice fella." And he's like, "Yeah, don't let niceness be taken for being weakness." He says, "If I have to fire up, I do." But, yeah, he's saying that. But really, you know, it's for us, we don't have to be a walkover at all. We shouldn't be a walkover, but we'd be kind. And how do we treat our enemies? Be kind to them as well. You know, it says about if you're being kind and in a general way, you know, heap coals upon the head, you know, people just don't get it. So you just got to show love. Gentleness, goodness. Goodness is such a good word. Is it being the goodies? I remember one time we witnessed it was a double fatality, and we got, you know, and we were witnesses to it. And so I had to give a statement, and Julia's in another car giving a statement to police because we saw it going on. And anyway, I had to I gave my statement, and the Julianne and I had to drive down the road to the police car where Julianne was in, and it was taking a long time, and the police officer said. Goes, "Oh, look, sorry, I'm trying to direct traffic and also get this statement." And she goes, "Oh, can you put the police uniform on, this is true, and direct the traffic?" Why not? So it was like just a coat, so I put the coat on like that, and she gave me her little light, wouldn't give me the gun, I don't know why, but yeah, and I had to direct traffic coming through, and it was great power. It was great, and they go, "Yes, officer, no worries. Something going on that way." And I thought, only in WA, I love it. Only in Rockingham these things happen like that. Anyway, so another policeman come along, didn't arrest me for impersonating a policeman. But while we're in the car, they were talking about words like the goodies and the baddies as well, and saying, "Oh, yeah." And so she's saying, "Oh, yeah, the goodies are driving along here, and the baddies are hitting the side like that, and the goodies and the baddies." I thought, that's really a weird way to talk things. That's Rockingham talk for you, isn't that great? But guess what? We're the goodies. We're the goodies. We're on the Lord's side, you know, godly people. We're the goodies. It's good to be good. And, you know, and people see it in us. Faith in God, faith to share our testimony, faith to know that the Lord's got everything under control, faith in a world where people talk about, you know, God in an insulting way of your invisible friend in the sky, your imaginary friend in the sky. What rot. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God of fire. Our God is a God who answers with fire. He has filled us with the Holy Spirit. And they're going to one day see the Lord return, coming down, you know, the trumpet, and it's going to be an awesome and horrible day. And it's going to be change. It's, you know, you've never seen anything like it. But, you know, we have faith. Meekness, temperance. You know, meekness is that gentleness about not being aggressive, that we, you know, we're seeing to be that way. In this day where, you know, marriages break down, there's aggressiveness and all that sort of stuff, to see a gentleness, you know, like, yeah, we talk about a gentleman, you know. Girls, who loves a gentleman? Yeah, put it right up, yeah. It's a gentleman, you know, and a gentlewoman as well. You're too frightened, but yeah. You do love a gentleman, yeah. But it's been gentleman, it's about love. I know my dad, he's not in the Lord, but he, you know, he's a tough farmer. He used to tell him, you know, big tough John with his sleeves roll, but he had a great, you know, he's actually, you know, it's funny when he's not, he's very ill at the moment, full of cancer, but it sort of makes you appreciate, you know, why he was. He used to lead by example, you know. So I grew up with dad helping do the dishes, cooking, cleaning with mum, you know, he'd be out in the garden working, out the farm, and, you know, he was strong, he was a disciplinary, you know, there was never any fight, you know, it was like if little Johnny, on the bad Johnny, you know, used to be wait till your father gets home, he never used to question mum. It's like Johnny's being naughty and Johnny used to get a smack, unless, yeah, but it was like always, so, you know, dad had that gentle, but he was always this little gentleman, you know, really, you know, did it, you know, well, just quietly spoken. We didn't have to be aggressive at all. We just have, you know, a gentleman. That's for ladies and men as well. So, and temperance, that wonderful self-control, not, you know, not flying off the handle, not losing it easily. And the thing, and the great thing about it is we're always, you know, the Lord's just making us that way all the time. So perhaps you look at some of those and go, oh, you know, I'm pretty good on the love, the joy, long-suffering, not very good on that. Guess what? Not too late. You keep on praying. Keep on building it up as well. Okay, let's go over to Jude. Just a quick talk tonight. When you read the whole scripture, it talks about people, you know, departing from the Lord, not showing those the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But for us, it says, verse 20, you know, and it says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's what we're here at the moment, where we, you know, we have that time of having extra prayer in the morning. Don't let it be there. You know, have that time wherever you're praying with one another, getting built up. But praying in the Spirit, that's what changes you. I remember for myself, when I first got full of the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I spoke in tongues. And it was a great, that belly, you know, that fountains of living water out of my belly. It's like, oh, this is a great feeling. Woke up in the morning and I started praying in tongues. I said, have I got it? Have I got the Holy Spirit? And I was praying in tongues because nobody had told me. It was just weird. I wasn't still, I still suffer from mental illness. And I thought, well, God's given me this language, and it says, you know, he speaks in unknown tongues, speaks not unto men but unto God. I'm going to really use this. So I want you just to direct it to the Lord. Just pray in tongues all the time. I hardly spoke in English, so I used to speak and pray in tongues all the time so much. You know how much my life changed? So much. You know, that from someone from drugs, suffering from mental illness, and my life just skyrocketed to different. You know, it takes away swearing mouth, takes away your dishonesty, so much of that. And that's why? Because of praying in the Holy Spirit. So don't forget that. Praying in tongues, you're praying in the Holy Spirit. And just, you know, the more you pray, the more you get built up. So pray in tongues as much as you can. And in English, let your, you know, request be known unto God. So it's something we've just got to not get sick of doing. That's us being the Lord for so many times. It's so easy to pray in tongues, you know. And, you know, in your car, you can pray in tongues. There's you know, the ones where you can just, you know, concentrate on the Lord and have good prayer to the Lord, or you can be out walking about. I take the dog for a walk on the beach, just praying in the Spirit, and just get built up all the time. And in this day and age, in this world, it's corrupt, full of hate, you know, this is heaven on earth down here, us fellowship with one another. We really need to be praying the Spirit more and more, you know, for, you know, the testimony of ourselves, of our behaviours have to be the same today, what they used to be 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Because we have, you know, the world going corrupt down like that, our testimony of being, you know, the fruits of the Spirit have to maintain the same. We don't just sort of go down a little bit, go, oh, yeah, a few little swear words now and then because the world swears all the time. You know, remember you were young that, like I remember doing work experience and at school we swore, but we had no idea adults swore. And year 11, we were 17, and I went, and we all went out on our different ways. Had 2 weeks of work experience. I went out plumbing and somebody went to the power core and somebody went out carpentry and all that. And we went out and we heard older guys swearing. And we're like, whoa. And when we all got back to school, we go, I never knew old guys swore. And it's like, whoa, yeah, he was swearing this and all that. We were amazed by it. We didn't know it went on because they used to keep it away, swearing, all that sort of stuff. My brother at home, he went to school, to tech school, and he was nailing something up and he hit his thumb and he let an expletive go. And mum didn't know. And next thing, dad started belting him, don't use that language. And mum thought, what's he said? Mum had not even heard that language before. And she still says about that how, you know, dad was just smacking Jared for, you know, swearing, but she'd never heard that language before. Because once upon a time, people didn't swear in front of one another at all, but you hear it and it's so unbecoming now, you know, and people swear and it's like, oh, it's horrible. You might be in a restaurant and just having a nice meal and they're just saying crass things there. It's horrible to put up with that sort of stuff, but it doesn't stop our testimony. You know, the world's going to get corrupter and worse, but for us, we maintain our, you know, testimony of what the Lord wants to be, all based upon, I was going to hold it, it's funny, the tablet, yeah, of what's in the Word of God. So it's so important to do that. So by praying in the Holy Spirit, we're going to really have that. We don't, you know, we're not under law, but we just end up just behaving like the Lord wants us to be. You know, it talks about, behold, the days are coming when I shall write a new covenant, not according to the old covenant, but he shall write the law on our hearts and on our minds. And no longer do you have to say, know the Lord, for we shall all know him, you know, from the least to the greatest. And that's such a great covenant to be a part of, isn't it? So, you know, we are in such a blessed covenant. And as I said, you know, he's just made it so easy for us. So it's all about just praying in the Spirit, building yourself up, and then seeing all those fruits just come out and just, you know, it makes it such a good thing. And that's why you people are the best of the best. Amen.